For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's get another meltdown going. We'll go to the phones real fast.
Rocio!
What's going on? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, your girl named...
I'm having a meltdown actually right now.
Oh, hi. What are you doing tonight? You just hanging out?
You know, not getting a lot, but... my meltdown is...
Hold on one second. You need a sounder.
I need a what?
Nothing.
I have a feeling this is going to be awkward meltdown. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Sounds like more than one person.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she said her husband's in the car with her.
Oh, Johnny B. Meltdown.
All right, Rocio, tell me what's going on.
Well, my meltdown is that I do not have enough sex in my marriage life. My husband is actually right next to me. He's stunned that I want to share with everyone that we do not have sex.
How often do you have sex, Rocio?
1 in 4 months.
Oh. Oh. How long have you been married?
Almost 4 years.
Okay. All right.
That's terrible.
That's not a good ratio.
Has one or both of you gained a lot of weight and lost your...
mojo.
Yeah.
I don't want to say me, but my husband for sure.
Okay. So you don't like fat guys. Now, if he were to, get on a weight loss program and buff up to his old self, would that make you want to jump on him a little more?
Oh, I want to jump on him regardless.
I think you should jump on him right now while we're on the phone.
So what's? I know he can hear us as well. So what's going on, Mr. Rocio?
His name's Zach.
Zach, what's going on, man? Why aren't you boning down?
Yeah, I know, for real.
I think this needs to turn into a What Would Johnny Do segment, personally.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
You know.
You don't know.
No, you know.
No, he's just sick of banging her. He's been banging her for 4 years, and he just doesn't want to do it
anymore.
Not
enough, clearly.
Sometimes it's schedules, guys. I don't get to bang my girlfriend nearly enough.
Once in 4 months, that's ridiculous.
Now, Zach, would Zach be into a cuckold situation where perhaps he finds someone to bang his lady so he doesn't have to do it?
Yeah, maybe a guy in a cat tank top.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes. Nice.
There you go. All right.
Well, I'm available.
Do me a favor. I feel your pain. I've been in relationships like that before. Problem was, the relationships I was in, the love was gone. It was lost. It was loveless. You guys are hanging out. You seem to still care about each other. There was a wise man in the 80s that once said, "A woman needs love just like you do. Don't kid yourself by thinking that she don't. She can fool around just like you do, unless you give her all the loving you can." That man was Ray Parker Jr. He was a very famous R&B star known for his Ghostbusters song. But, man, was he a crooner. The point is, if you guys don't bang each other, you're going to bang somebody else. So let's not ruin a good thing, Zach.
Yeah, get in there, pal.
That's right.
All right, guys. Pound it out for Daddy when you get home, okay? Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right, guys.
Sounds good.
Bye-bye. That was awesome. I was worried it was going to be a prank call, but they're just adorable.
Yeah.
They're going to go home and smash.
I wish I could talk to Zach without Rosie there.
Of course.
And then really he'd be like, listen, this bitch gained like 400 pounds. Mm. I can't
do it.
I'm just curious. I just want to know the truth.
Look, man, if you love somebody... That part shouldn't really get in the way.
What?
Yeah.
He probably doesn't love her anymore.
There's something in the way.
You got to make
it work. There's something in the way.
Hey, you can make it work. I was 450 pounds when I created Zane. You can make it work.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Oh, yeah. You got to lift stuff, tuck stuff, push stuff, mush stuff.
That's too much
work,
man.
You need like a turkey baster at that point.
Not really. No.
He does. It's right between his legs.
Hey. I don't know. I guess, you know, if you're a... normally endowed man, maybe. Yeah. You want to get Will's out of the way, and we'll come back with yours and eyes?
Yeah, we got a few minutes.
Okay. William?
Yes.
Hey. What's wrong?
I didn't know you were going to push a sounder.
Of course I am. Everybody gets a sounder. It's kind of like your...
Holy shit. It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
It's your 4-minute countdown, too.
hey, human beings, we've been around for a very long time. We've been going to the bathroom the whole time that we've been on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Why are people so bad at going to the bathroom, particularly in port-o-potties? I don't know if it's me that I have bad luck, that every port-a-potty I step into is the biggest disaster zone I've ever seen. I worked at I worked for a race company, not a racist company, but a company that puts on races,
probably,
marathons.
Probably hand in hand.
Yeah, maybe. And I stepped into the porta potty because that's what was available, the facility that was available. Complete nightmare. I've had emergencies where I've had to go number two.
In a porta potty?
Uh-huh.
And oh,
I,
Lord.
Well, no, actually, thank God. I don't think I have yet, although you probably just jinxed me. But I've had emergencies where I had to sit down quickly, and I've never made brown on the seat. I walk into this one, a smear going all the way across the toilet. That's not even the worst part, believe it or not, because instead of using the toilet paper that was provided in the porta potty, they decided to use a regular towel, rag that they had with them.
No.
Wipe their butt with this rag, and then when they had to discard it, didn't put it in the actual toilet hole.
Put
it in a urinal part instead.
What a jerk off.
So it just clogs up the urinal, and then that's not usable now. So I had to make pee-pee on a filthy human feces coated towel that was clogged up in the toilet. Complete nightmare. I'm so disgusted. Human beings really are pigs. We need a reality check ASAP. Don't make brown on toilet seats.
I like your
Don't
make brown thing.
Don't clog
good.
Up
Hashtag make brown.
The urinal with brown coated towels. Be a human being. Be considerate to your fellow man, you animals.
I think some of the bathrooms you walk into is really a metaphor for humanity in itself.
Because
I know exactly what you're talking about. And it seems to be the quality of the bathroom is how loose the etiquette is with whoever's in that bathroom.
Let me tell you why. Because when any time that anybody uses a porta potty, in their mind, that's the last time they're going to be in there.
Yes.
But the thing is, other people...
I think people also
it's
think
just
that...
It's like this cycle of like, you close the door behind you, like, never going back in there.
Yep.
Never going back in there. I feel so bad for the people that have to clean the septic tank.
They should be millionaires. They really should.
They should
be the highest paid people.
I really think most people think, and part of me thought this for years, and then once I became more of an adult, I figured out it just doesn't make sense financially, but... When I was younger, I used to think they just threw them away. Like, okay, they're full of poop.
They just dump them right into the ocean, right on top of the Great
Whatever
Barrier
they
Reef.
Do. Yeah, they just tie rocks on them and throw them out
Set
in the clear water.
Fire.
I have no idea. But, like, how could you possibly clean that and use it again? Because as a kid, I would, you know, all the time, we'd go to different events and there'd be these porta potties. And you walk in and, you know, think of 10-year-old little fat little mullet Johnny B. And I got to take... You know, caca, and then I look, and there's brown everywhere, as
Make
you say.
Brown. Make brown.
I mean, on the walls? How do you, what? Did you sit on the, what, did Spider-Man poop in here? How is it on the wall of the inside? Because people feel like they have amnesty from anything. They're in there, and it's like, I can do whatever I want in here. There's no rules. I will pee on the ceiling. I don't care.
I think what it is that people don't, for whatever reason, they're okay with... I mean, you hate sitting on the toilet seat even in a public restroom. But when you're in a porta potty,
I would have to be passing a child or an alien.
Well,
to
you
sit
lay down
in one of those.
You make the barrier with the toilet paper.
Not
That's
enough.
What you do. No, it's fine. But and it's the same thing in a porta potty. That's all you gotta do. But instead, people try to hover. So here's what happened. That's why there was a smear of brown.
Yeah,
it was because
they tried
to hover Spider-Man sit on this thing and then make the poop come out.
Uh-huh.
And then a little drop just landed on a toilet seat, and they probably looked back and went, oh, damn it.
Yeah.
But they were like, I'm not cleaning this up. I'm not touching. This isn't my responsibility.
No, this thing goes in the ocean.
They redirected and got the rest in the toilet seat, in an actual hole, you know, area where the poop goes.
Oh, man.
But they just got that one drop. And then I think they tried to clean it, but they found out quickly that it was just what the toilet paper wasn't going to be enough. So they just smeared. Smears.
They're not wiping away. Wiping in.
Yeah, and then they just went, mm-mm.
Let me tell you.
I'm not doing this. And left.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.